Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
There's some read across there, but I think just taking a step back, we had a story in this morning's FT about a warning from Christopher Flowers, one of the biggest private equity investors in banks, who said that banks' profitability is being held back too much for investors to attract sufficient investors, and therefore that's creating a systemic risk in the banking sector because they won't be able to attract as much capital and they won't be healthy enough to survive the next crisis. And there's some figures out in the story from EY, the consultants, showing that return on equity of the 200 biggest banks in the world averages about the same as their cost of capital. And it's pretty striking, though, when you break that down by region. So emerging market banks have remained steady at about 18% return on equity through the crisis. US banks, their return on equity fell from 16% to 8%, but is now back about 11%. European banks fell from about 15% to something like 2% and are now back up to about 4%. So European banks are really struggling, and that is for a couple of reasons. One is
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.